Hello, everybody, and welcome back. We've been on a little hiatus here at Educators Grow. I apologize for that, but we are back and we're going to be consistent again every week coming at you with new episodes. I'm your host, John Wozniak. I'm an elementary school principal in Oaklawn, Illinois, and I'm excited about our guest today, a former colleague of mine whom I've kept in contact with and just a wonderful leader, a wonderful educator that always leads with kindness. Before I let her introduce herself, I'll just say that when I worked with her, I always just felt as though my opinion was valued, my thoughts were heard, and I think me personally, that's what I want most out of a leader, so I always appreciated that. So without further ado, I will let her introduce herself. How are you, Amy?
I'm very good. Hi, John. What a great introduction. Thank you very much for that introduction. I'm Amy Zair, as John said, and I am the assistant superintendent currently in Berwyn North, but I'm transitioning right now to be the assistant superintendent in Prospect Heights District 23. I'm very excited about that. This is my 22nd year in education, if you can believe that or not. And I am always growing and learning, and I just love to be part of the whole education system.
Absolutely. I remember that very fondly of you. And I honestly, I tell everybody, at the beginning of my educational professional life, I was not always of the mindset of growing, learning. I'm very honest about it. I looked at myself as kind of a finished product for a few years. And I'm not just saying this because I'm talking to you right now, but talking to you about education and about different things that were coming up in education and new trends and things of that nature really started opening my mind to education as not being a fixed thing, but as being something that's growing and we have to grow along with it. So right. I thank you for that.
Oh, no problem.
All right, I love this first question. I love all the questions, but the first question is always one of my favorites. So if you can describe yourself in your first year in education in three words, what would they be? And then if you can describe yourself now in education in three words, what would they be?
Okay, I'd have to say my first year in education, the first word that comes to my mind is overwhelmed, because I'm a brand new kindergarten teacher. Right out of college, I walked into a school in Chicago Public Schools, and there was nothing but a stack of workbooks there for me. So a little overwhelmed, and knowing that I wanted to do the best job I could for the kids, but didn't exactly know how to do it. So overwhelmed would be one word. I'd have to say excited was another word, and resourceful would definitely be a word, because you just have to make things work with some duct tape and super glue and a few ideas. So you had to be resourceful, and excited and overwhelmed would be the three words I would use.
I never knew that you started out as a kindergarten teacher.
Oh yeah. I've taught everywhere from kindergarten to seventh grade, all in the elementary area.
I've never taught kindergarten. However, if we're ever short on a teacher, I'll jump in there. But I don't know. You can ask my wife this. I never go home and want to take a nap. The only time I've done that in the last several years is after I was in kindergarten classroom for a half of a day.
Oh, yeah. They will wear you out. They're awesome. Be on your toes at all times.
Yeah, they're awesome. I think I have a lot of energy. And then I was subbing in a kindergarten classroom for half the day, and I learned that I am nowhere near they are. But I love that.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's cliche, but, you know, whatever program we're in, it doesn't completely prepare us until we're in the classroom. And that overwhelmed feeling, I feel, is just such a natural feeling. I feel like a lot of us can really relate to that one.
There's so many things you have to learn about, like the business of being a teacher in the first place. But then there's all those unwritten rules of the school that you have to figure out and navigate those situations. So overwhelming would be a pretty good word for your first year.
For sure. But then what would three words be to describe yourself now in education?
Okay, so then I would say, even though I have 22 plus years in education, I'd still say one word about me would be positive. Most people, you kind of include that in your intro, but I am always a positive person, trying to see the glass half full rather than half empty. Bless you. And I'd say hardworking, because you have to, you know, be hardworking to be an administration, number one, and as a teacher. So it doesn't matter whether you're a teacher, whether you're an administrator, no matter what level you are in our field, you have to be very hardworking. And I think the third word would be cooperative, because I am one of those people that likes to brainstorm with people and think of what all of our options are, positive and negative, having all sorts of voices around me in order to make some decisions. So I'd say cooperative is the third word.
Fantastic. I don't want to cheat or anything, but if I use three words, they might be very similar to the ones that you had right there.
I would say so too. Yeah.
I think especially that last one, cooperative, I think sometimes it's hard for us, no matter what level we are in education, to realize that, you know, our ideas are great, but, you know, again, as the old cliche goes, you know, two minds are better than one.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Even that, what's better than two, three?
Mm-hmm.
And actually, for me personally, avenues like Twitter have been just kind of the best areas for that, because, you know, we can learn so much from each other within a building, but you learn more within a district. But even if you break down those walls of a district, you know, just more and more ideas. I love that cooperation one.
Yeah, you definitely need some thought partners in the work. And I do like how you are using Twitter, because you're kind of leading the charge with these things. You and a few of my other friends on Twitter, I'm just like, oh, I think I need to tweet something. So I'm learning from you in a lot of ways.
Well, I'm glad.
Thank you for that.
All right. So this answer does not have to be education related, but it can. But what's the best lesson that you've ever learned from someone else?
I have two examples, and one is a education example, and one is a personal example. The education example, I'd say, is you have to trust in your people. Whether it's if you're a teacher, you have to trust in your colleagues. If you're an administrator, you have to trust in your team. But you're always checking back and working with them along the way, checking in on the progress. So a little bit of trust, but checking in the progress would be one of the best lessons that I learned, because you can be very top down and not trust your people, and then that doesn't build that sense of collaboration. But then if you're too trusting and not checking in on along the way, then, you know, sometimes balls get dropped and you know, things can happen. So it's that balance that I think is a very important lesson that I learned. And then on a personal level, and it kind of has to do with education too, but very early on, I had a mentor teacher. I don't even think there were mentors back when I started, but, you know, a teacher who kind of took me under her wing. She said, always start your 403B right away when you first start teaching. And whether it's like you put $5 or $10 into your 403B, you need to pay yourself first in the education field. So that was a lesson that stuck with me the whole time. And luckily, I have been paying myself first.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah.
Thank you. I did not start right away, but it is an avenue that I'm going down now. So that's good. It's a good piece of advice. And that's actually a good piece of advice to give along to new teachers. I never really think about that. I never really
even if it's that. Just $5 a paycheck or something like that, just so you have something in there that you started the ball with that, because it, lo and behold, it gets 4 years, 15 years down the road, and some people have never started that. But
And then going back to the first one, I love that one, trust in the people that you're working with. And another aspect of that, if you don't have that trust, I feel especially from that administrative point of view, you're just going to tire yourself out. You know, if you feel like you have to take everything on and be on top of every little thing because you don't trust your team, you're going to really just tire yourself out faster than you really could possibly even imagine.
Absolutely. And you're not going to build your team. You're also not going to build teamwork. You're not going to build successors from you. So it's that part is extremely important.
Yeah. Okay, so what is something education related or not that you, right now you would love to learn more about?
I would say learning more about what works in educating our ELs. Mm-hmm. The population around this state is growing more and more every single year. And I think a lot of our school districts are becoming overwhelmed with, you know, what works and what doesn't. And there's a lot of research out there that of what works and what doesn't. So you kind of have to sift through all of that information to try to find out what's best for you and for your district and for your students. So I'd say that's something I'm always trying to research because as a classroom teacher, I didn't have many ELs in my classroom, but now as an administrator and in so many different districts, I have friends and colleagues who are in this role that are trying to do the best that they can with what they have given. So it's something that I'm personally always researching, making sure we're providing the best educational opportunities we can for our ELs.
I love that. Yeah, that's definitely an area that I want to continue learning more about. I haven't really had kind of that background, you know, in it, but especially the EL director I'm working with right now, learning so much from her, and there's so much to learn in that area for me personally as well.
Yeah. Fantastic. I also want to improve my short game in golf.
That's something I'm trying to learn too. I would love to just get on the golf course. Gosh, but that's a good one too. Yes.
Yeah.
Me putting more so. Putting's always kind of been my my downfall.
Yeah. I'm terrible.
Terrible is a harsh word. Don't be so harsh. I don't think you're terrible.
Yeah.
All right. So when there's something new that you want to learn about, how do you go learning about that? So you just kind of mentioned EL. So what are some strategies that you go about learning that? Are you more of a person to kind of go out and connect with people, or do you want to read more about it? How do you go about that?
I do a lot of both, actually, you know, working with my EL, working with our classroom teachers who are working with our ELs, bilingual students. Also researching, doing a lot of reading about it, talking about it with others, attending conferences is huge. So with all of that being said, I think, you know, you have to go through several routes to find, you know, what's working for you.
I agree completely. All right. And last question. I love this question too. I always love to end with this question. If you had one wish for schools, as crazy as it may seem, and with no monetary restrictions tied to it, what would it be?
I would love to provide an equitable education for all students, you know, no matter where they live, what their zip code is. It just sometimes seems very unfair that, you know, some of the students that I serve don't get the same opportunities as others in other districts, including like all the different experiences and sports they get to experience just because, you know, our focus is a little bit different. So that costs a lot of money. So I love those big, crazy ideas where you can just kind of dream that every school in every zip code would have some great opportunities for kids and making their day full of challenging things that challenge them, things that make them proud, things that allow them to participate in all sorts of activities like sports and the arts. That would be amazing. So if you could just make that happen, pull out your magic wand. That would be awesome.
A team effort. You and me will do that, all right? We'll get yes. right on that one. Actually, it's so interesting because I'm in a Principal Voxer group and somebody asked that question. We were talking about our past experiences and, you know, what were the things that really stuck with us? What were those things that really taught us things? And so many people mentioned extracurriculars, whether it be learning, you know, teamwork and sportsmanship through a sport, or whether it be just, you know, learning about your passions through after-school programs and things of that nature. So, you know, the fact that, you know, we really need to work towards making sure that every student, no matter where they are, has those extra opportunities. I completely agree. Mm-hmm. I'm reading a wonderful book right now. I'll give a book suggestion, a shout out to you and anybody that's interested. But What School Could Be by Ted Dintersmith, just an absolutely fantastic book. My time is kind of limited in my reading right now, but I finished about 3 days. I just could not put it down. It's just fantastic, and it touches on a lot of those things too about really providing all those availabilities and possibilities for all of our students, and just some of the amazing things that are happening throughout our country that are really. You know, some really innovative stuff that schools are doing to really combat and address that right there, like you said.
Yeah, very exciting. I want to read that.
All
I'll
right.
put that on the list or the stack that's this big right now. Yeah, so.
I know. I had my stack too, and I was thinking one per week was kind of my summer goal, and I'm a day or two behind right now, so I'm going to try not to adjust that, but it's, you know, it's not as easy as I thought.
No, never is.
All right, wonderful. Well, before we depart, any last words that you'd like to share with the audience?
I always like to thank any educators that are out there, whether you're an educator or administrator or a program assistant or a nurse or a lunchroom worker. I really appreciate everyone and for what they do, because there are, without all of us working together and making the school a better place, it would be near impossible. So thank you for all you do.
I love it. All right, everybody. Thank you again, and I'm glad that we're back. And again, we'll be very regular with our episodes. I promised once a week when I started, and we will get back to that. But I think we had a fantastic return. Thank you, Dr. Zaire, for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And everybody, we'll talk soon.